We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
We get it. Attention spans just aren't what they used to be. Heads in social media and eyes on Netflix. But what do people do with their ears? Well, for one, they're listening to audio. Americans spend 4.4 hours with audio every day. Oh, and you want the proof? Well, you just sat through this ad that's now approaching 30 seconds. What could you say to a potential customer in 30 seconds? Let Odyssey put together a media plan tailor-made for your unique marketing needs. Advertise with Odyssey. Visit ads.odyssey.com.
6:09 now on CCO. Some new information today about what police are now calling a murder-suicide on St. Paul's East Side last night. Both parents of five children are dead. Police spokesperson Sergeant David McCabe telling us the children are all under the age of 10. They were home at the time, and one of them actually called 911.
The children are currently safe with other family. They have received some aftercare resource referrals from the homicide unit to the St. Paul Survivor Resources, as well as the Midwest Children's Resource Center.
McCabe says they believe 33-year-old Yia Zhang shot 30-year-old Ka Lor, his girlfriend and mother of the children, and then turned the gun on himself. It has been an emotional day for those who work to prevent domestic violence in the Twin Cities in the aftermath of that murder-suicide.
Every time someone is killed by domestic violence, it's heartbreaking, not only for those who provide the services, but also...
It's extremely difficult for the entire community because it impacts everyone when someone can't be safe in their own homes and their own neighborhoods.
Shelley Klein is executive director of the St. Paul Ramsey County Domestic Abuse Intervention Project. She says since the pandemic, they've seen the number of cases increase.
We serve over 6,400 victims and their children each year, and we're seeing an increase in the severity of violence. We're seeing an increase in the use of guns in these incidences.
She wants people to know there is help available.
There's culturally specific services. It's 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. And I want people to know that they will be believed, they'll be treated kindly, and that it's confidential, that what they tell an advocate is not shared with anyone.
She also says it's important for victims to know that.
Not only will they get help with their immediate crisis need, but they'll also get help with all the transitional and supportive needs that they have, knowing that domestic violence impacts every facet of a victim and their children's lives.
Susie Jones, News Talk 830 WCCO.
Well, many school districts have been scrambling to find teachers. A pair of local colleges saying they continue to push out both undergraduate and graduate teachers at their normal rates. Lon Maley is the dean of the College of Education and Science at Concordia.
So I'd say our traditional enrollment for to be a teacher is staying steady. Our graduate enrollment, both the master's and the EDS and the EDD, is actually growing. Folks who are excited to be educators.
Maley says they have about 1,400 students in the teaching program. St. Thomas officials also saying their enrollment remains steady since pre-COVID. Nationally, enrollment numbers for teaching programs are down. Well, in 3 weeks, Minnesota school kids will head back to the classroom, but some are saying they're a little worried about their safety in the aftermath of recent shootings.
Hands up!
Don't shoot!
Hands up!
Don't shoot!
Hands up!
Don't
Just
shoot!
After Memorial Day, hundreds of students in the Twin Cities walked out of class protesting gun violence in the wake of the school shooting in Texas. Now a college freshman, executive director of Minnesota teen activist Jerome Treadwell organized the event.
It is a shame that time and time again we can go to school or our grocery stores with the fear of, are we going to live? Are we going to be able to come home to our families? Is this place that we spend 8 hours a day going to be safe?
Since then, a federal gun safety bill passed. Law enforcement agencies have reportedly taken guns off the streets, and local politicians have promised to take more measures. But Tegan Blaine, a high school senior and the chair of policy with Minnesota Teen Activists, says more needs to be done.
Well, I think a lot of people are questioning whether they're going to be the next Uvalde, whether they're going to be the next Parkland, whether they're going to be the next Sandy Hook. it starts to become normalized in school a lot that we have to prepare for this, and we just don't view as acceptable.
Saying school shootings are preventable, Treadwell is encouraging students to turn their fears into action.
As people listen to this, I want to be sure to that they put action items behind it, that when they have student advisory committees for their school boards, that the students have a vote, that when they have conversations and consultings with young people, that they pay them, that we do all these things to encourage and uplift and create longevity and sustainability for young people who are being impacted by the decisions that are being made for them.
One Boy Kamau News Talk, 830 WCCO.
The Twin Cities real estate market is in its typical mid to late summer lull. Sales were down more than 23% in July. Experts saying buyers were affected by rising interest rates and still low inventory on the market. I spoke with Minneapolis area realtors president Denise Mazzone.
So tell me what's going on this summer with our housing market. I know that demand has kind of cooled off a little bit with higher interest rates that people are dealing with, but what are some of the other factors impacting the market right now?
I think, well, the interest rates, and buyers are just kind of sitting back, looking, seeing what's happening, taking their time. Sellers are slow to put things on the market. There was a time when they did put a lot of things on the market at one time, but everyone's just kind of calming down, it looks like.
Tell me what they're calming down from. Was last year kind of an unusual year where there was more activity, or what's happening?
Yeah, last year there was a lot more inventory than we have now. And right now I'm seeing not a lot on the market. It's the time of the year also. You know, this time of the year it always kind of calms down. So it's kind of getting back on track in a way, although our inventory is up, it's up a bit.
Mazzone says lower-priced homes, $250,000 and under, are in extremely short supply right now. She says there's a very large number of frustrated potential buyers in that price range. That's the Eric Christensen Duo. They're playing at the Anoka Hardware Store this evening. Coming up, climbing the same mountain 13 times in a week. Why? Stay with Minnesota's Drive Time News.
The Minnesota Twins completing the sweep of the Kansas City Royals today and holding the division foe scoreless for the second game in a row, winning 4-0, despite having to pull starter Tyler Mahle early. Mahle left the game with what the Twins called right shoulder fatigue. Here's Rocco Baldelli.
He's going to get an MRI. There was nothing acute that was bothering him. He had some general, soreness, but he mention anything that was painful. He said the ball wasn't coming out obviously the way that he wanted.
The relievers picked up from him there, though, delivering six innings of shutout ball. The Twins are now just a half game back of Cleveland, pending their result later tonight. And the Minnesota Timberwolves schedule is set, the NBA releasing the full slate of games for all 30 teams. The Timberwolves will open the season on October 19th at home against the Oklahoma City Thunder, welcoming back Chet Holmgren, the Minnehaha Academy star who was drafted second overall in this year's draft by the Thunder. Minnesota will also play five of its first six games at the Target Center, with matchups against the Jazz, the former team of newly acquired All-Star Rudy Gobert, and a matchup against LeBron James and the Los Angeles Lakers. And Vikings quarterback Kirk Cousins returning to the team today after missing the last 5 days due to a positive COVID test.
Yeah, feeling good. Feeling good, ready to go. And, this will be my first time back on the field, so looking forward to that.
The Vikings play their second preseason game on Saturday at U.S. Bank Stadium against the San Francisco 49ers. That's a look at sports. I'm Paul Hodowanik, News Talk 830 WCCO.
And here's tonight's business news with Bloomberg's Erica Herskowitz.
Better get in line now. Apple is reportedly planning to launch its newest iPhone, the iPhone 14, on September 7th. Meanwhile, a new streaming service, Bally Sports Plus, will debut on September 26th. It'll cost sports fans $20 a month or $190 a year and feature local coverage of the pros plus college and high school sports. After announcing the retirement of a couple of muscle cars this week, Dodge is going electric. The Stellantis brand will start shipping the Dodge Hornet to dealers by the end of the year. The sporty crossover will be priced under $30,000. A plug-in hybrid version will come out this spring. And the party is over at Airbnb. The company is introducing a new anti-party tool in the U.S. and Canada to help identify potentially high-risk reservations. The system will look at things like history of positive reviews, length of time the guest has been on Airbnb, and length of the trip. It was a down day on Wall Street. The Dow fell 172 points. The Nasdaq lost 164. The S&P 500 dipped 31. From Bloomberg, I'm Erica Herskowitz on News Talk 830 WCCO.
WCCO News Time 624. And tonight, our own Mark Fry introduces us to a Minnesotan who will climb a mountain 13 times this week over the span of 36 hours.
Janelle Yule is no stranger to pushing her athletic and physical abilities, but nothing in her fitness journey can compare to what she's embarking on this week.
We have 36 hours to climb the mountain 13 times, which is the equivalent of 29,029 feet.
That's the equivalent height of Mount Everest. It's all part of the 29029 Everesting event, taking participants to Snow Basin outside of Ogden, Utah.
I love being outside. I love hiking. That piece of it just really drew me to this event. Plus, I don't have a desire to necessarily climb Mount Everest, but like to be able to do Mount Everest in a safe way, safer way where I'm not risking my life was really appealing.
Scaling a mountain 13 times in 36 hours requires very specific training, and Minnesota isn't exactly known for its mountainous landscape. Along with plenty of treadmill time, Yule took her training outdoors to several different locations.
One of them is Richard T. Anderson Conservation in Eden Prairie, Afton State Park, Willow River State Park, and then I've spent a fair amount of time at Highland Hills climbing ski hills.
At first, training was gradual. That's changed in recent weeks.
Certain days, we're spending 8 to 10 hours outside, you know, hiking up and down hills.
Climbers will use hiking poles to navigate the rocky terrain and headlamps during their nighttime climbs. Yule anticipates each ascent to take between 75 to 90 minutes.
I'm really praying that it doesn't rain. I mean, I'm prepared for it. Like I have the gear in case of rain, but my preference would be to not experience that.
Once at the top, they'll take a gondola down the mountainside and restart their hike. Yule will climb alongside a fellow coach and team member at the Transformation Club in Chanhassen, which she and her husband Justin own together.
We're hopeful that if one of us is struggling, the other one will feel strong and we can kind of use that.
Her goal is to finish the 13 climbs in 30 to 32 hours. At the top of the final climb, participants receive a red bib signifying they've reached Everest. There's also the coveted red hat.
I have a feeling that there will be a lot of emotions at the top when we get the red hat and then taking the gondola ride down. There will probably be a lot of relief that we're done at that point, physically, mentally, and emotionally.
Along with pushing herself in a new endeavor, Yule hopes her journey to the top inspires others to step outside their comfort zones.
I believe that we are all far more capable of things than we ever imagined.
Mark Fry, News Talk 830 WCCO.
And WCCO News Time is 627. 30% chance for some overnight showers and thunderstorms. Tonight's low 65 degrees. Tomorrow, 50-50 chance for some rain in the afternoon, high 81. Showers and possibly a thunderstorm likely on Thursday night with a low of 64. Showers also likely on Friday, high 76. Saturday brings us a 60% chance for some rain, high 75, and then dry and mostly sunny on Sunday. At least that's how it's looking right now with a high near 78. Right now we have some showers, thunderstorms in the area, 72 degrees at News Talk 830 WCCO. That will do it for Minnesota's Drive Time News tonight. Thanks for listening. Keep it here on WCCO Radio for the very latest. And if you miss this newscast or any part of the day's broadcast, just hit that rewind button on your Odyssey app. Have a great night.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
We get it. Attention spans just aren't what they used to be. Heads in social media and eyes on Netflix. But what do people do with their ears? Well, for one, they're listening to audio. Americans spend 4.4 hours with audio every day. Oh, and you want the proof? Well, you just sat through this ad that's now approaching 30 seconds. What could you say to a potential customer in 30 seconds? Let Odyssey put together a media plan tailor-made for your unique marketing needs. Advertise with Odyssey. Visit ads.odyssey.com.